What I highlighted yesterday, and I'll emphasize again, is just finally getting a taste of what the offensive line is looking with the first team to start. That doesn't mean it's going to be the offensive line that's going to ultimately be on the field for week one, but we're certainly seeing where the offensive line is picking up with Marshall Newhouse and John Jerry as the two main guys on the right side. And then also what's interesting, another position to note is the safety position, John, since there's so many young guys and a number of players returning from injury, you know, who's going to get first team reps? And right now we're seeing Landon Collins and Matt Burhey seems to be the first guy up, but Darian Thompson has been thrown in the slot, which has been interesting. That at least we saw a lot yesterday. So, you know, they're going to keep mixing and matching, but it's always nice to see at least who's in the driver's seat to begin with.
Here are some notes that I made from practice. Bobby Hart at right tackle with the twos. That's kind of been where he's at in terms of, you know, people considered guard or tackle for him, but for now he's been a tackle. Andre Williams, to yesterday and today, both showed pretty good hands on some catches, something he's been working on and was a weakness of his when he came into the league. So it was good to see him improving there. Owa, I've seen at both right end and at left end. They've moved them to both sides. I've seen Kerry Wynn get moved in to defensive tackle and have be outside at end. I've seen Owa do both as well. Nickel situations, I've seen Kelvin Shepard get a lot of run at linebacker with the ones. I thought that was interesting. Maybe they think he, with his speed, he could be a good coverage guy. You mentioned the safeties. The number one corners have been Jenkins, and of course yesterday with DRC not being there, Eli Apple is out there. Trevin Wade has been the nickel guy in those number one situations, which again is not a surprise. Jeremy Davis made some nice catches yesterday in practice,
yeah,
which I think is good to see.
Will Ty had a nice grab today, by the way, in the end zone on a goal line run.
He did. Miles White almost had a great catch on the sideline. I don't think he got a second foot down. Goodson, B.J. Goodson, I thought showed some good quick feet in some of the linebacker drills. He's a little bit more spry and quick and more athletic than maybe I thought coming out of Clemson, so I've liked that. And by the way, it looks like we're going to have Clemson's head coach, right?
Or defensive
coach.
Coordinator.
Defensive coordinator.
Slash linebackers coach tomorrow.
Correct. Yeah, we'll have that tomorrow with Lanson. You know, that'll be good. And Adam Geddes getting some run at center as well as the backup center is something else that I picked up on over the course of the couple days. So that's what we'll talk about. And also our question today, folks, is going to be what 2015 draft pick or rookie, so any second-year player, are you most excited about seeing, think will take the biggest jump, can be the biggest X factor this year? Give us a call. Let us know what you think at 201-939-4513. If you're watching on Twitter, go to Giants.com where we continue the conversation right now. On Big Blue Kickoff Live, presented by DraftKings, the daily fantasy sports destination. At DraftKings, you can play as often as you want with no season-long commitment. Go to DraftKings.com, enter promo code CONTACT to play for free today. DraftKings Fantasy Sports, free to play. And Lance, if we take a look at last year's draft class first and foremost, and we'll talk about the undrafted free agents as well, but let's talk about the draft class. The first two picks were guys that got plenty of playing time last year, and Landon Collins and Eric Flowers, they played an awful lot. They both started, I believe, all 16 games, if I'm not
Flowers
mistaken.
Flowers missed one.
That's right. Flowers missed the one with the injury.
Yeah,
that's
Collins played all 16.
Both started every game. They were healthy enough to play it. Let me put it that way. And they both got a lot of experience, but at the same time, I think you want to see both those guys take the next step. And playing time is great, but more effective playing time while they're on the field.
Well, I think the good news is, you know, they now have a taste of the speed of the game, which is obviously important for any rookie coming in year number one, specifically a guy that plays left tackle. And, you know, he's now had a full season where he knows what it's like to play next to Justin Pugh. And he knows what it's like to interact with Weston Richburg, who's going to be the center. The left side, there's been continuity there, John. I think that's important compared to where there's been a little bit more movement on the right side. As far as Landon Collins is concerned, you'd love to get any rookie out there for all 16 games and start all 16, because then you're coming into year two as a legitimate, polished, veteran type of player. The only challenge, I think, for Landon Collins, though, on the flip side, is he's got to potentially start all over again, John, in building chemistry with the safety that's going to be next to him, because obviously a number of players that played next to him are no longer with the team.
That's true, but, you know, he has to care about his business first.
Without
a doubt.
He has
to make sure that he does simple physical things like take the right angle to the football, play the ball in the air better, make catches that balls that hit him in the hands, you know, things like that, which is beyond chemistry, where it's just little things in your second year more comfortable.
Those are instincts.
As you said, things slow down a little bit, and you could play some better football, especially in coverage for Landon Collins. As for Flowers, Again, you like his strength. You like his scrappiness. He showed a lot of heart last year playing through a high ankle sprain for much of the year. He's a tough kid. No one will debate that. But I think what you're looking for him in year number two is him improving his technique. And that's something that they talked about last year. Ben McAdoo talked about in the offseason where you want him to be a little bit better in terms of using his hands, moving his feet, and just being more fundamentally sound, which should limit some of the mistakes that hurt him last year.
In terms of penalties or being a step behind in terms of the defensive lineman that you're going up against. I mean, that's all understandable for a rookie, and clearly that's going to come with also more and more practice time, which is important too. I mean, you can't necessarily overlook that. We emphasize game experience, but how do you learn technique, John? You do that every day with continuity and practice, and that's going to be a key for this offseason. From now in OTAs to training camp, for Flowers to get in a groove so that it becomes second nature once you get into the regular season.
Now, the Giants did not have a fourth round pick last year, and they really didn't get a whole lot out of the rest of their draft class, simply either because of injury, in the case of Omambabe Odighizuwa and Michael Thompson, then sixth-round pick Jeremy Davis and seventh-round pick Bobby Hart. As is typical for guys picked in the sixth and seventh round, it was a developmental year for them. Bobby Hart got the start in one game against the Jets because of injury, and Jeremy Davis played sparingly throughout the year.
Played in 10 games, mostly special teams in terms of his notations.
Let's start with the two guys that were hurt first, Odighizuwa and Thompson, their third and fifth round picks, respectfully. I think there's a lot of high hopes for Odighizuwa because he was a guy that a lot of teams thought it, you know, end the first round, start of second round talent last year. He had hip stuff early on, leg stuff, and then he had hamstring issue over the course of the year. He's over it now. I did an interview with him the other day. He's very excited to get out there. He feels 100% healthy. He completely dismissed that his hip issue is an issue. He said it's nothing. They're fine. There's nothing to worry about. He was very clear on that. I didn't even ask him about it. He brought it up on his own. So he wants to make that very clear, and I think you hope that he can give you some type of spark as a run stopper and a pass rusher.
Yeah, versatile guy. And you noted, you know, from watching practice, what we've both at least seen is they have been moving him inside and outside. And that was one of the things I talked about in the offseason, John. And I think it was on a show when I did with Paul. And Paul at the time didn't feel as if maybe Double O had the skill set to be moved inside. But I think Spags sees a lot of potential in a lot of his pass rushers that if he could get four guys on the field at the same time, and we saw that in his first stint as defensive coordinator, he's going to try to maximize that. So that doesn't surprise me any bit that we're seeing more and more of Kerry Wynn and Double O on the inside, because there's going to be pass down situations where if you're Spags, you want four pass rushers on the football field, then Double O and Kerry Wynn give you that.
And remember, he wasn't a big time pass rusher in college. He didn't get a lot of sacks. The way they used him at UCLA didn't give him the opportunity to rush the passer a lot. So that's a skill that he's trying to develop. And when I had that interview with him, I think that's going up tomorrow, right, Dave? The Odighizuwa interview on Giants.com? I think that's going up on Wednesday. And he said, look, my mission number one is I want to get the quarterback. I want my sacks.